India Dash Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
केसरियो रंग तने लाग्यो उल्या गरबा केसरियो रंग तने लाग्यो रे लो
केसरियो रंग तने लाग्यो उल्या गरबा केसरियो रंग तने लाग्यो रे लो
झीणी झीणी जानियो में नावियो उल्या गरबा झीणी झीणी जानियो में तने लाग्यो एला गरबा केसरियो रंग तने लाग्यो रे लो
फॉर मेंबर्स. जी हाँ, नवरात्रि का शुभ अवसर जोर शोर से चल रहा है ऑल अक्रॉस द वर्ल्ड. सो देन व्हाई शुड वी स्टे बिहाइंड एट आईएफ. वेलकम फनफिल्ड आईएफ फैंस टू द नवरात्रि स्पेशल इंडिया फॉर गरबा डांडिया एंड लॉट्स एंड लॉट्स ऑफ म्यूजिक एंड मस्ती अवेट्स अस इन टुडेस शो. और हमारे स्पेशल गेस्ट ऑफ ऑनर, उनकी क्या बात करें, लड़कियां उनकी आवाज की दीवानी है. अ वॉइस दैट हैज वन ओवर मिलियंस एंड मिलियंस ऑफ हार्ट्स. जी हाँ, टुडे वी हैव द वन एंड ओनली टैलेंटेड सिंगर शान हियर एट इंडिया फोरम्स टू सेलिब्रेट दिस ऑस्पिशियस इवेंट ऑफ नवरात्रि विद अस.
धीरे धीरे चुंदड़िए रंग लाग्यो, होवे होवे चुंदड़िए रंग लाग्यो. धीरे धीरे चुंदड़िए रंग लाग्यो, होवे होवे चुंदड़िए रंग लाग्यो. मानी चुंदड़ी ना चटका जा, चुंदड़िए रंग लाग्यो. धीरे धीरे चुंदड़िए रंग लाग्यो.
हुआ, शान का इंतजार नहीं हो रहा है. लेकिन 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 बिफोर शान कम्स टू एंजॉय दिस वेरी स्पेशल फेस्टिवल विद यू गाइस, लेट्स फर्स्ट गो इनटू द रूट्स ऑफ आवर इंडियन ट्रेडिशन. व्हाई इज नवरात्रि सेलिब्रेटेड? व्हाई डी डांडिया गरबा रास एवरी ईयर? वेल, आई एम श्योर मोस्ट ऑफ अस लुक फॉरवर्ड टू डू लॉट ऑफ मस्ती एंड डांडिया. लेकिन ये किस लिए होता है पता है क्या किसी को? Anyone, anyone, someone. Arey chhodiye, chalo I'll tell you. The nine nights of Navratri are dedicated to the three Indian goddesses, Parvati, Lakshmi and Saraswati. The first three nights are dedicated to goddess Parvati, who is a goddess of action and energy. Well, Parvati is the wife of Lord Shiva. Lakshmi is worshipped for the next 3 days in a various aspect as the goddess of peace, plenty and bliss. And for the last 3 days, we worship Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge. So all in all, Navratri teaches us to surmount obstacles with the help of Parvati. Thanks and pray to Lakshmi for her blessing and gain knowledge with the blessing of Saraswati. But do not forget that all three goddesses are different facets of a single entity. Interesting, isn't it? Yes, I see you guys are ready for Garba and Dandiya already. But did you know that Dandiya is actually the staging of a mock fight between the goddess and Mahasura, the mighty demon king? The stick of the dance represents the sword of Durga. Garba aarti se pehle hota hai Durga maa ke liye aur Dandiya aarti ke baad. To chaliye shuru karte hai Garba Ras.
Hey, mitti pe khinchi lakire, رب نے تو یہ تصویر بنی, آگ ہوا پانی کو ملایا تو پھر یہ تصویر سجی. اے ہستی تیری وشال ہو, قدرت کا تو کمال ہے. من موہنی تیری ادا تجھے جب دیکھ لے تو پھر گدا بھر سے جھر 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 ناچ چمک چمک وہ بجلی دیوانی ہے بے مثال تو کوری کوری انچوئی تجھ میں ہے قدرت ساری کھوئی تجھ میں ہے قدرت ساری کھوئی کھوئی تجھ میں ہے قدرت ساری کھوئی کھوئی
talented, melodious and versatile singer Sean for a special interview only and only for you guys at India Forums. Take it over, Mini.
Ab waqt aa gaya hai, finally, dosto. Ji haan, waqt unse milne ka, whose charming smile makes you smile, whose melodious and intoxicating voice makes you keep on listening to him, whose powerful presence can make anyone stammer and whose heartwarming personality makes you love him. Yes, you guessed it right. It's time for an exclusive interview with a very special celebrity, jo India Forums ki shaan badhane aaj humare yahan aaye hain. The man himself, Sean. Welcome, Sean. And it's really an honor to have you here.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
That's all. I enjoy driving through India Forum, and whenever I'm feeling a little down and low, I go through it, and it's a great ego boost for me. Could I hear some wonderful things written about me?
Oh, wow. Yes, you are very popular, not only here, but I think all over the world. And we are coming to it very soon. So, Sean, before we start, let me share something very sweet with you. One of our members wants to tell you something about her kids. Her user ID is Hosanna1, and she says, I would really like to share one intense experience about my kids to Sean. My kids and his anchorship in Sarigamapa is of same age. My kids are great fans of Sean and they are learning music to become just like him. So, if Sean remembers, in the beginning he used to pull his hair back every time and my kids used to copy him and say, Sean. So, when they were 1.5 years old, we used to tell them, be like Sean, and they would pull their hair back and then pretend being Sean. That was really cute. So I used to always think every time that I visit India, if I visit India and happen to go to Saregamapa show, I'll surely share this with him. I hope you guys will do the same for me. So Shan, just one thing to say, keep up the great work. Somehow you are the favorite person in our family, and please pray for my kids to just become just like you. You are the perfect combination of fine singing, fine behavior and fine personality. Thank you. So that was Hussain.
Wonderful. That was very sweet. Well, I hope and wish and pray that our children grow up to be even better, even more successful, and of course, even better human beings.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful thing to say, Sean. Thank you. Now, we are coming to a segment where we have a lot of fun questions. They don't really make much sense, so your answer do not really have to make much sense. So, you just answer as you feel like, okay? So, our first question is from Jess, our member, and she has to say, Sean, you are the best. I enjoy you and Saregamapa and Little Champs. You are gorgeous, talented, and more importantly, you seem to be a very nice, kind, and compassionate man. I have only one question. Do you have a twin brother? And if so, will you send him to me? I will even pay for shipping and handling. So, what's your answer to her?
Wonderful, wonderful. If I had a twin brother, definitely send him across. And I'd make sure that, she pays for the shipping and handling. But unfortunately, I don't have a twin brother. But the only good thing about it is that I saved her a whole lot of money.
Sure, okay. Yeah. So, I hope, Jess, you have heard him. Now, what will your reaction be if your car breaks down and you have to travel to work by bus, that too in Mumbai?
Yeah, actually on certain days it could be quite a tough task, taking the bus because generally it's quite overcrowded. But I have traveled in the bus in the recent past with my son. The bus was quite empty and it was a lot of fun. And promised him we'll do it more often. So, you might just see me in a bus more often now.
Okay. So, that's really nice. I mean, you get to ride Mumbai in bus and in trains. I'm sure it's a great experience for you. And a little different, I guess.
Even recently I've traveled by train also because I had an emergency. I had to get to the other side of town really urgently. And anyone who stays in Mumbai will tell you that, the train is much faster than any other means of communication in the city. It was wonderful, and it was after a long time that I traveled by train, and it was peaceful, it was quick, and good.
Okay. Great. So, there's a third question, and it's a little bit of fun, and, well, let's start. One day you are sitting at home, and a lamp is thrown inside your house. You pick it up and rub it accidentally, and a genie comes up and says, Hi, Sean, you have three wishes. What are your wishes? So, what would your three wishes be?
Well, that's very exciting. Though, I've got more than I've ever wished for. But you get three wishes, you don't waste time, you've got to do something with them. Okay, three wishes, I'd like to wish, I'd like to get at least another 3 inches taller. Okay, second wish, I'd like to change the age of my kids at will. Really, really driving up the wall, I just like to, turn them 10 years older so they could just be going to their thing. And probably, I'm sure, when they're going to grow up later in life, I'm going to miss them being as young as they are now. So then I wish I could then again, swap them back into being kids. So if I could play with their age, it would be fun. The third wish, I'd like to wish that, all these walls would come to an end and, people would stop looking at their own petty interests and try and make this world a much better place to live in and a much more compassionate, place to be in where everyone looks at the bigger picture that we got to live in harmony and peace and there should be only love around, I think, yes.
Absolutely. I'm completely with you there. I absolutely agree. And about kids, Sean, on a personal experience, I would tell you that, they never actually grow up. I mean, no matter how old they are. The kids, they just never stop driving you against the wall, and yet when they go to bed, you are like, oh my god, they are just like...
Yeah, that's true.
So, well, isn't it?
Coming to entertainment at home.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's nothing good playing on TV, absolutely. We just watch kids.
I know, you're doing a wonderful job with these little kids in Saregamapa, and we'll come to that soon. Let's get to another fun question. Suppose you're sitting in a quiet family dinner when suddenly you get surrounded and start getting hugs from these crazy female fans. Your wife is upset, your kids start crying. What do you do?
Honestly, for the moment, I'll just enjoy all the hugs. Then I'll probably pretend like I was really upset at the end of it and talk the situation out with the family.
Naughty, naughty. Okay, now, this is a bit hypothetical, but let's get to it. Suppose you're someone else and not Sean. And you see Sean, whom you love very much. Now, what is that one question that you would ask him?
Yeah, I'll ask him about why does he keep smiling so much? Why can't he just get a straight face sometimes?
Okay, now we all know you are Sean, so please answer that question too.
It's just something that happens without me realizing it. Very often when I look at myself and I keep telling myself what's wrong with me, why do I keep, you know, grinning like an idiot? I try not to, but I can't help it.
Well, that's your personality, and in fact, our next question is connected to that. This comes from a member, and she said, Sean, you are a very sweet person, and this, of course, comes across in your singing very well. Since you are so sweet, we want to know that if Sean was a desert, what would he be and why?
I should be a sugar-free desert, because otherwise no one's going to have it anymore. Everyone's got so conscious of, you know, sweet stuff and calories, and probably being a Bengali, I'll be a sandesh. Who doesn't give out too many sandeshes, I hope.
Rasagulla.
But yeah, sugar-free, low-cal and low-fat.
Do you actually get sugar-free sandesh and rasagullas?
Yeah, there's a shop called Sweet Bengal. And, the other sweets don't sell as much as these sugar-free sweets sell.
I'm sure you
are. I've got very conscious around, yeah.
Right, I know.
No, luckily for me, I don't really have a problem with that, but everyone else in the family is.
Oh, I see. Okay, now, coming to Gujarat, this is our Navratri show, Navratri special show. Just suppose, agar aapko shaadi se pehle kisi ko Gujarati mein propose karna hota, to aap kaise karte? Remember, only Gujarati is allowed. And this is not my proposition, it's Dolly's proposition. She is one of our...
Nahin, mujhe Gujarati mein propose karna pada na, kyunki meri biwi Gujarati hai.
I think she knows.
So shaadi se pehle, main jo bhi, jitna bhi seekh paya Gujarati, maine seekhe wo sab keh diya unhe. शादी के बाद फिर गुजराती सीखना छोड़ दिया, क्योंकि फिर तो हासिल हो गई ना. अभी वो बंगाली में बात करती है. मने गुजराती नहीं आवडतू, कोशिश करते मारा तुम्हारा
oh, wow.
તમારા માટે હું આપો જાન દેશ.
ઓહ માય ગોડ, આઈ ડોન્ટ ઈવન નો વોટ ધેટ ઇઝ, બટ વન્ડરફુલ, થેન્ક યુ.
એનીવે, અર્લી ઇન ધ મોર્નિંગ, પતા નહીં ક્યાં નીચે, ઇટ્સ અર્લી મોર્નિંગ હિયર.
સો ડીડ શી સે યસ ઓર નોટ, ધેટ ઇઝ મેઇન થિંગ.
If I had to say something like that, I'm not too sure how she'd react. luckily, I, to, you know, common language, I guess, Hindi or English,
that's
enough.
Right,
and,
that's true.
Now we've had a wonderful complete 6 years of a very, very, very happy situation, happy marriage, and there's been absolutely no hiccups, no problem, nothing. We haven't even, like, had any, I mean, whatever, touch wood, any major fights, anything like that, for at least 6 years.
Absolutely, and we wish you many, many more years to come. We hope of seeing a very old Shan still singing for us with his wife by his side and two grown-up kids hopefully doing something great. So, okay.
No, I won't embarrass myself to that age. Once the kids grow up, I think I'll gracefully retire.
Well, we do hope to hear you for a long time, but... Right now, it's also Durga Puja time. So, do you celebrate Durga Puja and anything special that you do during this time?
Oh, yes, Durga Puja. Actually, my mother, you know, she's been, I mean, in our family, we always have a lot of fun during Durga Puja. And then my mother's a part of a few, you know, samitis where they, you know, do Durga Puja and they have nice stuff. So, it's good fun. The good thing is that, you know, it's not one of those where they have live concerts and stuff like that, so I don't have to go there and keep singing. But it's nice. I mean, you know, there's, in the morning they have this wonderful, the prasad, which we call bhog.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we go there, the atmosphere is very nice, very different, and a lot of fun.
So
and you see a lot of people in wonderful traditional clothes, you know, and... at night, of course, the scenario changes where, you know, there's a lot of entertainment at all the various Durga Puja venues and, you know.
Right, right. Lots of nice clothes, nice jewelry.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Yes, a lot of fun. So, can you please sing something for us in Bengali?
Oh my God, my throat is so bad. It's like early in the morning and I don't think I'm in any shape to sing. Something in Bengali? Puja related to Bengali song. Recently, we released Naz, me and my sister Sarika, we released Naz, my dad's songs, and, you know, we are, this is a really a long distance call, but again, like they say, you know, the distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Right.
So, I thought I'll sing a song on something on those lines. Dure the ke jano, aru kache pai. দূর থেকে যেন আর কাছে পাই তোমারই ভাবনানি কেটে যায় দুপুনাম তোমাকে হারা দূর থেকে যেন আর কাছে পাই
Wow, beautiful. Lovely lyrics.
Yeah, it means that, you know, do record the some or kareeb, that's my or kareeb part. That sort of thing.
Right. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful lyrics. So, Shan, those were indeed great answers. Now let's move on to some rapid fire fun questions. And all you have to do is jaldi jaldi se hame jawab dijiye. You get a choice between two. So pick three. Please pick one. Okay? So are you ready?
Okay.
Lassi or juice?
Lassi or dood?
Lassi or juice? Fruit juice.
Juice. Okay, okay. Juice.
I or me? Remember, it doesn't make any sense.
Me?
Jaldi. Tanha dil or it's the time to disco?
Tanha dil.
Preeti Zinta or Aishwarya Rai?
Aishwarya Rai.
Jism or Murder?
Jism or Murder? I haven't seen any of them. Jism.
Elephant or camel?
Elephant.
Jaldi, Sean.
Better carry an elephant.
Okay, sunrise or sunset?
Sunset.
Smile or laugh?
Laugh.
Reading or writing?
Reading.
Over or under? Jaldi.
Take turn. Sometimes over, sometimes under.
Heart or brain?
Heart.
Okay. Sing?
Jagjit Singh.
Okay. Now, I have this very funny question from Gautam, and he was just listening to this while I was recording, and he asks, like, you smile and grin all the time. That's what you said, and you wanted to change that. So, do you also actually smile and grin when you are signing your checks and giving them to people?
No, that's probably once when my grin kind of wipes off for a while. At least initially. You know, the thing is, in our profession, you hardly really have to collecting checks, and you know, because you're not manufacturing anything, you're not trading anything, because it's all in your vocal term. Initially, but book hota tha, bade bade agar checks kisi ko dena pade. I'm kind of got used to it, so it's okay.
I know. Okay, let's get to the other rapid fire round. Favorite color?
Mm-hmm. Blue.
Drink?
And alcoholic beverage.
Okay. Food?
Seafood, I guess the bomb in me takes over.
Okay, so it's fish,
Mata Jalwad would be great.
Okay. Designer, brand?
I like the casual sports kind of stuff. Diesel, Armani, Gap. Guess is kind of popular now, yeah.
Yeah, you like Gap?
Not so much, I meant Gap, actually. But Gap is good too, okay. I mean, let's put Gap down.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, Gap is good for kids.
Oh, let's move on. Movie? Right, it's very good for kids. So, favorite movie?
Sabke Pe Satta.
Good fun. That's a rare one. Right, very good one. Favorite song?
That's tough now. Favorite song? Jaan Se Farish Na lately, that's kind of really everyone's loved.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song, and you did such a wonderful job, I swear. Favorite car?
In Bombay, I think Maruti 800. Nothing works better than that.
Wonderful.
You can squeeze past all the big CRVs and SUVs and get there much before everyone else.
In spite of all the horsepower, yes. Right? Favorite holiday destination?
Ghum phir ke wahi hoga, Goa. Because honestly, whenever we do get a chance to take a holiday, we always going to Goa anyway. So why lie and name something exotic,
right,
and name something like even more exotic or something in Europe or America than Goa actually.
Very good. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. I no doubt about that. Now, Sean, our India Forums tradition is so proper for you. We have a tradition of asking a celebrity to sing for us, and it would truly be our pleasure if you could sing two lines of your favorite song in your melodious voice for your fans out there. I know you just sang a beautiful Bengali line, but I think
I love to sing for a word here, but it's just that I want to warn everyone that the singing is not going to be very pleasant, because my throat is really done up, got up. So, yeah, go. It's worth killing it a bit. Okay. Chance Farish Shukarita Hamari Eta Vatam Ko Bata Sharmo Haya Ke Parde Gira Ke Karmi Hai Hamko Kharta. जिद है अब तो है खुद को मिटाना, होना है तुझ में फना। चांद से फारिश जो करता हमारी, देखा वो तुमको बता।
Sean, what can I say? You know what? First thing in the morning, I wake you up, I make you sing, and you still come up with a winner. It's like, oh God, I'm so honored to hear that. You know what? Music makes all the difference in songs, we all know. It's evident. But when you sing like that, it's so amazing. And well, it's worth waking up at this hour and listening just to nice from you.
Thank you so much. In fact, it's a special morning of sorts for me because it's my birthday today.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, today is the 30th of September. So, it had to be this way because in that way it's 30th of September, you know, in the US, and it's 30th of September here in Mexico. So, that's perfect.
Yes, absolutely. And a very happy birthday from all of us. It's a very special morning. Yes. So,
thank you.
Well, moving on to you, now we want to know you even more. So, we know Sean the singer. We also know Sean the anchor. We also know Sean as the most adorable guy on today's India's music scene. But we also want to know more about Sean the man. So, what is Sean like in real life?
Actually, not so different from what you see on TV. And I think it's nice to be, it's best to be yourself because that way, you know, you don't have to keep, changing from time to time. You can just be yourself, you can be natural. And I try to just be myself however I am, yeah, that way. I know it's very important to have an image, have a certain persona, have a certain, you know, sort of a star personality because that definitely helps people realize that, you know, you must be someone important, someone special. But if you can't carry it off naturally, you'd have just be a normal guy next to him. That's, I guess, the way I am.
Right. So, yes, we know that you grin all the time. And we know you don't grin when you write checks. And you sing beautifully. And you are a lovely guy. But do you have a temper?
I wish I had. Sometimes I do miss having a temper. But I just end up, always... I don't really end up getting annoyed or getting really upset. But I'm told when I do get upset, I kind of make crazy eyes and, I do look very scary. So, but it's been a long time since I've really, really got upset or angry with anyone.
Hope you don't get upset. I mean, we don't really have any intention of getting upset.
Sometimes I pretend to get angry, just to get control of my wife, who, sometimes just takes off on a tangent and starts shouting at me. So I pretend like I'm really angry, but, she sees through it totally. She says, oh, please, I know you better. So it doesn't work.
So much fun. Okay. Sean, you burst into the scene with new funk, but in the following few years, you almost got written off and your sister Sagarika became a little more popular than you were at that time. And then Musu Musu Hansi happened and then Tanha Dil happened. Tell us something about yourself during those days.
Yeah, actually, I was having too much fun to bother about, what's going on. I wasn't very serious about my music. I was just a little lost, actually. I really didn't know what was happening. We used to do a lot of shows, so that used to be a lot of fun. And that's what Nisarika Navy said. And we had a band which is full of, crazy guys. So we used to keep rocking the party everywhere, just having too much fun to bother about what else is going on. Mm-hmm. I remember once we had the show and Usha Uttupji was with us and she called me across and she said that, I really think there's potential in you, but if you keep taking these things so lightly and, you're going to lose out on a good opportunity. So do get a little more serious about things. And that really hit me. I said, yeah, you're probably right. And I kind of started... not immediately, but I remember that, a lot of people thought that Bataane Iska Problem Kya Hai, why we just, nothing could really bother me. But then, as, better things started happening, I realized that, I've got an opportunity here to straighten up and make a good career of music and not just waste it. And so I kind of just sobered up a bit and, try and concentrate, focus a little more. on my music and things like that. I think also marriage made a big change. Everything happened the same year, 2000. Year 2000 was when, you know, the songs came out as the Musa Musa Woh Pehli Baar.
Right.
I also recorded a lot of, even Tanhadil was released in 2000 and I got married at 2000. So I think things just changed around from the millennium.
Right. So is that how a very sensitive Tanhadil happened? It's an amazing, I mean, it's just so beautiful. So how did Tanhadil come about?
Yeah, Tanhadil was really, what happened was, all my friends actually, we were sort of a big gang of friends in school. And hardly by the time we got to, say, second or third year in college, all my friends were off to the US mostly, and a few others to, say, Dubai and the UK, and there was a year left. And so this song was really a song I wrote for my friend to, you know, I try to speak their thoughts to the song.
So that's how it happened. Beautiful. So, aage badhne se pehle, let's have a sample of Shan's beautiful Tanhadil.
Aankhon mein sapne hi ye, ghar se hum chal to diye, jaane ye raahein ab le jayenge kahan, mitti ki khushbu aaye, palkon pe aansu laaye, palkon pe reh jayega yaadon ka jaan. जाना है कारवां चलना अकेले है यहाँ तन्हा दिल तन्हा सफर ढूंढे तुझे फिर क्यों नजर तन्हा दिल तन्हा सफर ढूंढे तुझे फिर क्यों नजर तन्हा दिल देखे आंखों में फिर भी तेरा चेहरा है जवान कितनी बरसातें आई कितनी सौगातें लाई कानों में फिर भी गूंजे तेरी ही सदा वादे किए थे अपना होगा आशिया वादों का चाने होगा क्या तन्हा दिल तन्हा सफर ढूंढे तुझे फिर क्यों नजर तन्हा दिल तन्हा सफर ढूंढे तुझे फिर क्यों नजर तन्हा दिल.
Shan, you have achieved so much success as a singer and deservedly so. And is there still something that you want to achieve as a singer or even otherwise? That's Arun 8687 wants to know.
Yeah, I want to try and sing better than I have been singing all this while. And that's all. I really don't have any plans for myself as such, but if I can just improve on my singing with in the coming years, then I'll be happy.
Okay. Great. So, Sneha_2100, she says, Shan is amazing. The Trishna Gibb music video really rocked. My favorite song by him has to be Sunona from Jhankar Beats. He sang directly from his heart and he's so lovable. He has a million dollar smile, which I have to say is damn cute. So, can you please ask him to sing two lines from Sunona? It will make my day. How sweet.
Sure. Yeah, she just made my day. So thank you for all those wonderful things. And this goes out to Sneha or Neha?
Sneha.
Sneha, yeah. I got it right. Dil mein tumko chun liya hai. I'll start again. दिल में तुमको चुन लिया है तुम भी इसको चुनो ना ख्वाब कोई देखता है तुम भी सपने फूल को ना हे ये मेरा तुमसे कुछ कह रहा हे सुनो ना
Well, you made my day as well, or night, whatever.
Thank you. Hello?
Well,
yes.
Beautiful, thank you. So, today, whenever we think of a song full of must-be, Shaan comes to our mind. Was it your conscious decision to specialize yourself in that particular genre? Would there be some genre that you would never want to attempt for some reason?
All kinds of songs. Mm-hmm. I hope I got the question right. You mean any kind of music that I wouldn't want to attempt?
Yes, JC1234, she wants to know that, you know, is there any kind of genre that you would never want to attempt for some reason, any reason?
Well, there are certain genres that I can't attempt even if I want to, like if it's a classical song, I don't think I have and being able to sing classical song just yet. I hope someday I'll be able to pull that off. And besides that, I think I've kind of talked just about everything else. And I enjoy singing, be it item songs, be it mushy songs, be it, emotional sad songs, or just nonsense songs, just fun parody songs. Why not? I mean, I love getting into the skin of the song, the character that the song is being picturized on and mm-hmm. it's love part.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. And I'm sure you'll be able to pull off classical as well. I know it needs a little more practice and little more...
I need to learn a little bit.
But I'm sure you'll pull it off. You just have it in you. All right, Shaan, we have collected some very special messages. Let me read them quickly to you. This one is sent by Remix Rules, a.k.a. Priya. And she actually is on Skype and saying, like, Minidi, are you reading my message? So I have to. And here she goes. Hi, Shaan. I have always admired you as a singer and I can truly see you as a mentor. You have mesmerized so many people with your voice and have left us all staring into the sky just thinking about you. I have waited for this opportunity for whole my life. I can just sit back and listen to your songs 365 days a year. It's still there. It's still going on. Please bear with me. You have truly inspired me and I think I'd be right to say that you have inspired the nation. There's no one like you in this world. No one so sings so well. No one who can anchor so well. No one who can actually be like you. You are unique and that's the best about you. You surely do make my dil go, I wish you a very happy birthday and a very future, very bright future ahead. A future so bright that it would burn my eyes. Have a wonderful year ahead of you. May God bless you. From Priya.
My God. Wonderful. Where are all these wonderful people ever sharing? I've never got so many compliments in a day and at a time. Thank you so much. Thank you, Priya. And I wish I can live up to your expectations, but I can live up to all the wonderful things that you've said about me. Thank you.
I'm sure you will. And we are all sure of that. I
realized one thing while I was listening to this message is that, mm-hmm. very often I get a lot of these questions about, about awards and how I haven't really won, too many awards in all these years. Not for my acting, not for my singing, but, when I just hear all these wonderful things, it feels much better actually than listening to you.
No, we really wish that along with these beautiful messages, you also win lots and lots of awards, definitely. So, while you ponder on this beautiful message and smile, let's have another of your beautiful songs. Now,
any song? चलो ठीक है मैं आपको एक डॉन का गाना सुनाता हूँ क्योंकि मेरी आवाज काफी हाई सी डॉन सी लग रही है
आई नो वेल वी डोंट नॉर्मली गेट वी डोंट रियली गेट इंडियन रेडियो स्पेशली इन द ईस्ट कोस्ट outside of New York, you hardly get to listen anything, let alone the latest ones. Actually, we depend on India Forums to supply us the new ones that come out. So, but
no, it's a song from Don, popular in the US because it's the number one song here for a long time.
Right. Oh yes, it's a much awaited film here also.
Okay. So let me make a little prediction that this might be the big song in the future, the big film in the future, because it's Shah Rukh Khan and it's a much awaited film here in India. And I'm sure people in the, you know, in the US are going to love it too. So I'll give you a sample of the title track. Yes, I had the good fortune to sing the title track of song. Duniya mein logon ne dil apne sir thame aaya hoon lekar main phir kitne hangame zara dekho kaun aa gaya hai zamane pe jo chha gaya hai khuli की खातिर है बाहें जो की किसके नाना तरफ जमे किस पे है सब निगाहें खुली किसकी खातिर है बाहें ऐसा दिलदार आया है मुझको पहचान लो
बेहुदा
Without music, I guess the song would be kind of strange.
No, it is not.
But,
I mean,
it's a very popular song.
Sean, this is the first time I'm listening to the song. It's, I'm really embarrassed to say so that this is the first time I'm listening to it, but it's beautiful and I...
Oh, okay.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
That's a very situational song, of course. It's not like a regular love song, so it's going to find a little funny. But you must get the song down and you must get everyone to hear it. It's a really, really... cool
absolutely song. we are going to get the DVD next time we go to an Indian store and well
the DVD you won't get it because it's the only thing you was out just the
CDs are out,
not the movie. The movie is out after Diwali and then in a post Diwali.
Okay, so probably we'll get the CD, whatever. I mean, it's a beautiful song and we are waiting for dawn. So hopefully we'll get that soon as well. Now Preeti NY from USA has this message for you. Sean, this message is from me and my roommate Pari. Sean, we love you and we want to know that are there any surprises in Saregama 2007 challenge and when will it start? We personally are looking forward to it. Also want to wish you a very happy birthday.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your wishes and whatever the surprises may be will be surprise for me too because we still have no clue. We're too busy doing this in our little champ show. And hopefully finally we might take a little bit of a season break after we finish little champ. Just to, you know, because we need to get the auditions done, we need to select all the new singers for 2007. And I'm sure it'll be a rocking schedule. And hopefully be even more popular than the first one, the Challenge 2007.
Okay, great. We'll be looking forward to it as well. Now, Ammu wants to know that... coming to your family life, how do family and music relate to you and how do you balance it?
Well, I'm in a very unique situation. My wife does not really, you know, she's not from a musical family as such. So she doesn't really interfere with, you know, with my music so much. Of late, she, you know, thanks to probably, you know, being exposed to so much music to me, she's making some very, very interesting observations and giving me some very, very interesting insights about music herself. But otherwise, you know, it's nice because when I come home, there are still not about, oh, kaun sa gana gaya hai, or kaun sa sur mein, or kaun sa raag mein. You know, I can just chill, I can just do my own thing, I can play with my kids, hang with my wife, and disconnect from you know, the whole day's work or from music.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I'm with you.
Hello? Yeah. But at the same time, my mom, of course, is, you know, very, very musically inclined. So whenever I do miss, you know, singing something or when I make a new composition or something, I always go sit with her and we spend some nice musical time. So it's all very convenient to me, this whole, you know, the way the family and music works out.
Very good. Very nice. Now, tell us how you met your wife. We know you proposed her in Gujarati, but how did you meet her?
No, actually, we met at a discotheque, and we honestly had no plans of going all the way. We just kind of, we kind of got talking, we exchanged numbers, and I was probably in my regular flirtatious ways, and I later realized, oh my God, this girl is kind of, she's, I'd be her first boyfriend, and she seems like a much more serious sort of girl, so I didn't want to break her heart. I eventually got married to her now. And I don't regret it at all, because before marriage, there's a big gap. She's like 6 years younger than me. So I had to find a lot of things about her, very immature, and I used to think, oh my God, and she probably thought of me as an old grouch or something. But I think it finally all worked out really well when we got married, and now whatever little differences, whatever little things that we used to bicker and fight about, seems to be ironed out pretty well.
Very nice.
The only boring part is that we don't fight so much, so it's pretty dull now, you know. So I miss all the fighting we used to do before we got married.
Sean, you don't want to. Don't think of that.
Actually, yeah, let's not. Why are you calling me?
Right, absolutely. You don't want that. Now, actually, you know what?
Yeah.
Tell us one thing you absolutely hate about her. Like, you know, there's something which, you know, really bothers you. Any one thing.
I'm very bad at making decisions, but sometimes I still like to make my own decisions. But, you know, generally she still thinks I'm the, whatever she decides for me is always the best thing. But sometimes I want to, you know, just even if it's wrong, I want to make my own mind.
Make your own decisions.
Sometimes I miss
right,
that.
Right, I know what you mean. Well, you are a Libra. You are supposed to have difficulty choosing. So
balancing things.
I'm not surprised.
Takes too long, I guess. Yeah.
Right, absolutely. So, and one thing that you absolutely adore about her, you just can't seem to see it in any other woman here.
No, she's very straightforward. She's very, the way she is how she is. She doesn't mince words. She's extremely kind-hearted when it comes to, you know, people in general. Maybe she's not so kind to me, but she's kind to people, which I love about her. And she's very dependable. I mean, all her friends, everyone, you know, if there's any situation, which again gets quite irritating, because yeah, she's busy doing all kinds of things with all kinds of people. But I love her for that. I mean, that's her. She's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, any one thing that she really dislikes about you and keeps on telling you?
I don't know if there's any one thing. I know there are lots of things, but let me... If you ask her, of course, she'll say, no, nothing. That can have, you know... Sweet types. But, we can edit this out. Let me go straight to the point. You'll make it more crisp, man. I'm just buying and thinking of what it could be. One thing she dislikes about me is,
Sean B.
It might be a little petty, but she's a cleanliness freak, and I'm not as neat and tidy as she'd like me to be. And the other thing is that before sleeping, I like to really, really take some time off on my own. I don't know why I do that. But I take a shower. And so by the time, you know, she falls asleep, and she really hates that, because at least, you know, at the end of a long day, you want to just catch up and talk to each other before, you know, calling it a night. So she hates it that I take so long. And I keep trying to rush myself up, but then, I don't know, all the things that happen through the day, all that stuff playing on my mind, and I probably sometimes even pull out a magazine and start reading it and tell it. So, God, now we're getting really personal details, which you might probably not want to know. But that's one thing she doesn't like, because...
No, that's nothing we don't want to know about you. I mean, I don't mind, and I'm sure India Forums, nobody in India Forum mind knowing about Sean. So please go.
Yeah.
Okay, Sean, you know what? Going back, I remember watching you on Saregamapa. Saregamapa. Gina Isi Ka Naam Hai. There was this program called Gina Isi Ka Naam Hai. And all through the show, you were standing with Farooq Sheikh and you were carrying your kid as well. I mean,
his name is Soham, right?
He was absolutely stuck to you. It was very obvious that you two have a very special bond and that you're a very special dad. I was touched. And, well, with such a busy schedule, work schedule, how do you manage to spend time with him and your little
No, no, I'm...
When you're with them...
My kid, the rest will be my priority, and I always try to make sure that, you know, if I've had 3 or 4 very hectic days, I try and take at least half a day off so I can, you know... Like one day I come home and they say, like, yes, uncle, who do you want to meet? You know, I would definitely start to want that to happen with my kid. So, fortunately for me, they're, you know, they seem to understand as young as they are, you know. They never hold it against me that, you know, it's been
right.
4 days, where have you been, that, or, you know, make a grouchy face. They just love me unconditionally, and I, of course, absolutely, absolutely love them. And they're my world, really. Yeah.
That's the best thing.
I mean, right now. Because the poor thing, the mother has to do all the conditional loving. Whenever they want gifts, whenever they want to eat, you know, everything she has
right.
to, you know, sort of spoil them, pamper them, scold them, you know. I just get to have the fun with them.
Absolutely.
Which is not fair, I know.
I know, I mean, Mom always ends up being the villain of the piece.
That's true, she's always complaining about that.
Now, here we are taking a break and let's hear another of your beautiful song, My Dil Goes Mum. Can you sing 2 lines from that, please?
Yeah. Aati hai wo aise chalti, jaise jankat mein rehti hai. Dekhti hai sabko aise, jaise sabko wo kehti hai. Par gusse mein jab aaye, har aankhein wo dikhla. लड़ते लड़ते गलती से मुस्काए बाजे गरू.
Beautiful, thank you. Prasad has this beautiful message for you. She is from California. Her name is Joyce and she says, Sean, I love the way that you have sung Dawn. Your voice is awesome. Well, that's one in California who has heard your song.
Wonderful.
When you smile, you make everyone smile. My husband and I really admire you as a singer and as a person. And she asks, what makes you tick? I mean, where do you get your inspiration?
I think it's from all this, all the love that I'm getting from, you know, everyone, all the all the good things, all the compliments I get, all the good wishes that you know people make for me. I think every artist gets his or her strength from the love that you know that you get from the people, and that really is the energy. That is what makes us tick, I guess.
Okay, now some of your colleagues don't feel challenged enough by Bollywood. Now, are you satisfied with the songs you're offered to date? What has been your biggest challenge as a singer? Shonai wants to know that.
Well, I don't know about being challenged enough, but of course it's a lot of fun. I'm trying my strength singing songs in Bollywood. And if it comes to, you know, pushing myself into something more challenging, I always have my own answer to, you know, to work on, that I can actually, you know, create my own music, that I write my own songs, I you know, whatever, compose my own music, that's wonderful. And, whatever, I'm really enjoying my music. And I don't think songs should be all about singing. Songs should be about enjoying it. If you're enjoying a song, you're singing it from the heart, you're singing it in a natural, relaxed, you know, feel, people are going to like it, you know, no matter what. If you're singing it like a challenge, then people have to listen to it also like a challenge.
Right. You are right. I agree with that. That's true. Sean, let's talk about Saregamapa for a while. As you know, it's one of the most popular sections with thousands of passionate, volatile members. Trust me. It's like,
that section is
bursting.
Sometimes I get some really, really, really strong SMSs, now people are like really upset about things.
I know.
But yeah, so I understand when you say volatile what you mean.
I mean, we are at the end of it all the time. Now, Saregamapa in all its format has been a roller coaster ride. So much so that someone like Himesh Reshammiya managed to make enemies as well as diehard supporters among the common people all over the world in a matter of few episodes. Now, a lot of allegations of scripted trouble to garner popularity and grab TRP charts, everything, happened. Mm-hmm. But you, midst of all that hangama, managed to come out of it completely unscathed. Your stature, if anything, has only grown. So, how did you handle all that pressure?
Well, now when I look back at it, the Challenge 2006 with our wonderful composers all being together in one place, you know, we have a lot of fun and more than fun, actually, funny situations that are taking place. But at that moment, they were quite, quite rough because, you know, suddenly these kind of verbal wars would take off and there's a lot that has been edited. I mean, someday we actually show you the real wars. I mean, you know, you'd be sure. But I think it was expected. It wasn't scripted. A lot of people asked me, was it planned? I think it wasn't planned, it was expected, because, you know, as a composer, as a creative person, you are also a very passionate person. And once you believe in someone's talent, you believe in something, it's very difficult for you to not be vocal about it, not be, you know, aggressive about it sometimes. And that's what happened, because you had four people who came in with different perspectives of music, you know. So very often there would be some kind of fight between them. And what was fantastic was that, you know, all our mentors, I mean, the magical mentors were just being themselves. They never really cared if this is television and, you know, how it's going to affect their popularity. It just came through as being the way they are. And I think for that, you really have to, if they were all fake and just pretending to be this really nice guy and being this really composed, sophisticated person, the show would have been a very, very dull show. It's nice that we actually got to know that, you know, that they're very passionate about what they feel. They're very opinionated, for one thing.
Yes.
And that they don't really love each other so much. But I'll tell you, for me, I couldn't obviously, you know, state my... I probably had to be more diplomatic because, very honestly, I find all of them very special, very, very, very talented. And they're all very close to my heart. So I wouldn't want to, you know, really take sides at any point to anyone. So I would just have to, just play safe by... I mean, sometimes it's very obvious which side you want to be on, so then you can take that side. But sometimes, you know, both of them are right on their own, in their own way.
Right.
So it's best for you to just stay neutral, yeah?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, it's very difficult to maintain a kind of, say, calm when being human, you end up, you know, supporting someone and not supporting the other. It's not about support. It's like, you are like, oh wow, that kid really sings well. And you suddenly start thinking, okay, I hope he is really doing well. He should win. So Manju Jain, she has a very interesting question. It's like, how, you being such a nice person, could you maintain such a calm while you had to go through all this recordings, which at times seemed like they were scripted and seemed unethical and everything. So how did you, you know?
No, I'll tell you, we're not actors, you know. We wouldn't be able to pull it off if it was scripted because of all the, you know, the kind of pitch. Unless our scriptwriter was even a bigger genius than Salim Javed also. But honestly, as soon as I get onto the Saregama stage, I just remind myself that I have to be completely neutral. I can't be biased to any particular singer, any particular judge, because that will spoil the show. I mean, my job is just to, you know, just to keep things...
Hello, mister.
Yes,
you are a singer.
Oh, so sweet. That
was my son telling me, hello, mister, you are a singer.
that was your older one, younger one.
He got me there. The older one.
Older one.
He said that and he walked off. He didn't quite like the answer about being neutral. And you are a singer, so be true to yourself. My God.
So sweet. See the kind of reactions you have and just imagine what we are facing here.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how a four-year-old could have said that, but that's what he just said. But hello, mister, you are a singer, is what he said in that. It's nice that my son believes in me more of a singer than an actor, and that's how I'd like everyone to think of me.
Right, absolutely. Solid Snake, आपको जन्मदिन की शुभकामनाएं देते हुए ये पूछ रहे हैं कि आपके ख्याल में Little Champs में top 3 कौन होंगे?
बहुत मुश्किल सवाल है. देखिए, सबका अपना अपना स्टाइल है. देर ऑल डूइंग प्रीटी वेल. ओके, सीधा आ जाता हूँ. एक्चुअली वेरी ऑनेस्टली, यू नो, लॉट ऑफ लिटिल चैंप्स स्पेशली देयर पेरेंट्स लुक थ्रू दिस फोरम, एंड इफ आई मेंशन माय टॉप थ्री, यू नो, आई ब्रेक अ लॉट ऑफ हार्ट, स्पेशली चिल्ड्रन हार्ट. आई वुडंट वांट टू डू दैट. सो आई एम रियली सॉरी, बट आई कांट आंसर द क्वेश्चन.
ओके, नो प्रॉब्लम. Let's get to some beautiful messages. Tanaz from Canada says, happy birthday, Sean. Your voice stands out to me as it possesses an inherent joy. You always spread smiles through Saregamapa, and I hope your birthday is also filled with smiles and laughter.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much. In fact, right now, the room I thought I was, you know, keeping myself in isolation is now been captured by my kids. And they're both here. And soon there's going to be a lot of trouble if I don't give them any attention. There's going to be a lot of crying and screaming. So maybe we'll have to wrap with a final question or something.
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah?
All right, let's do that. Actually, there was this contest. I mean, can you give 5 more minutes?
Okay.
We held a contest at India Forums where the members had to write 5 lines saying what they would do for your smile, and we narrowed it down to 2 entries. Now, one of the two. And Manjot says, for Sean's one smile, I'm ready to do anything. And when I say anything, I don't mean those filmy things like bringing the stars and things like, but real life things like helping, being nice and being really supporting by purchasing his CDs, however costly they are, even if I have to spend all my allowance on it. And that's the first entry.
Wow.
And the second entry is...
You know what, Manjot? More than the stars, I'd be happy if you buy my CDs.
And the second one is crazy_gal8390. She says, I'll say a prayer to God up there to shower Sean with blessings and lots of love, to continue his smile and how he enthralls audience to say, oh wow, here's to the man with a $1 million smile. So, who do you pick?
Wonderful. I'll pick any one of the two?
Yes, any one of the two.
I think I'll let my practical side take over, and I mean, Crazy Gal, that was wonderful, a really, really, really sweet message, and you know, nothing nothing better than press. But if my CDs can sell, you know, nothing better than that. So
oh,
I go with Manjot, who want to buy my CDs. That's wonderful. Manjot, spend all your allowance. Lose all your money, buy my CDs.
Congratulations, Manjot, for you win this contest. And Shan, we have this quick message from Mrs. Motwani, 39. She says, Shan, there's no singer quite like you. Your unique style of singing emits butterflies from my stomach every time I hear your new song of yours. If there's one singer I'm crazy about, it's you. I talk all about you at school here in New Jersey, and my friends always tell me to shut my mouth. I loved your rendition in Mehuna and your latest album, Tushangi. I love you so much. Happy birthday.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, Shan, so we'll really wrap this up, and we will like to congratulate
you. Because, you know, they have kept some food for me. Now the younger one's got a knife and a fork in his hand, so I'm like really worried about that.
okay, we'll just let you go, and we'd like to congratulate on you on your success. And on your birthday,
we'd like to inform you
that many members wished you a happy birthday, and there were so many of them with messages, and we could not even, you know, go through.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and many thanks to this whole interview. You've made my birthday very special, and it's a wonderful way to begin my day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shan. Thank you so very much, and it was
so much pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
India. Dash. Forum. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.